Du lyssnar på närradion i Järva, 91 MHz. Klockan har just passerat 18 och det betyder att det återigen är dags för Föreningen för modern alternativ kultur, FMAK. Och under den första halvtimmen fram till 18.30 kommer jag, Hans Engström, att presentera country. Och sedan är det dags för FMAK Top 10 plus en hel del annat, mycket musik, all möjlig musik här på FMAK. Vi håller på fram till klockan 8 ikväll på 91 MHz Järva. Du kan bli medlem i FMAK också genom att sätta in 20 kronor på vårt postgiro som är 327-27-0. Som ni kanske kommer ihåg så hade FMAK ett litet engagemang i påskas i samband med den här countrygalan som då pågick. Vi hade ett ställe att hålla till på där vi byggde upp en monter och dit kom folk och hälsade på och köpte knappar, dekaler och tröjor och allt möjligt. Och mitt i alltihopa så dök det också upp en countrystjärna, en kille som heter George Hamilton IV som håller på med country åtskilda år. Och han tillhör den här kategorin countrysångare som är rätt så städade. Jag tror aldrig jag sett honom någon gång utan att han har kostym och väst på sig. Så här låter han i alla fall och vi ska senare höra en intervju som jag gjorde med honom. Han dök upp helt plötsligt, så vad gör man? Om inte en intervju naturligtvis. George Hamilton IV, heading for the country.
Lightly tripping through the misty dripping morning, up the stairs to see if she was home. But the note I left and pinned with a tack still hung upon her door, and a 2-week stack of daily papers said goodbye for someone I had known. And it looks as if she's headed for the country once again. Far from the city sidewalks and the neon and the rain. Back to the grassy meadows to run barefoot with the wind. Yes, it looks as if she's headed for the country once again. Her sermons of seek and ye shall find, that the truth is just a bluebird flying blind. Her special prayer for those whose mind should ever close, words to soothe the weary and the tears for the passing of the good. Looks as if she's headed for the country once again. Far from the city sidewalks and the neon and the rain.
Headed for the country, George Hamilton IV. På i påskas alltså så hade FMAK ett stånd, en monter på countryutställningen som ägde rum i samband med countrygalan där George Hamilton IV var med. Och helt plötsligt så stod han där bara, George Hamilton IV, och vi slet fram våran bandspelare och ställde lite frågor till honom. Well, it's nice to have you here, Mr. George Hamilton IV, is it?
Thank you very much. It's really good to be with y'all. We're having a real nice visit in Sweden.
For a lot of people, country music is an unknown thing, at least here in Stockholm. So could you, in a few words, tell us about that kind of country music you are playing?
I think that what we call country music today is really a form of folk music. It's people music, music of the people, and it tells of the everyday lives of the plain people, average people, working people.
Yes.
I guess that's about the best explanation I can think of. It's a lot of people think it's something distinctly American, but I think it evolved out of the folk songs and the ballads of Europe as well. You know, it's just like in my country, everyone there is an immigrant.
Yes.
The only real American is the Red Indian. So our music also can be traced back to Europe also. And the Nashville style country music evolved and came out of the folk song ballad tradition.
Yes.
It's a form of folk music.
North Carolina, made of stone and red clay soil, got Cherokee blood deep within me. When I was born, it began to boil. I left my home, crossed the mountains to see what kind of life I find. Search the world in all directions to try to cool this restless mind. Found myself on a lonesome journey, the streets of gold I tried to find. The Indian spirit softly whispered and cooled the blood of a restless mind. I'm going back to the Smoky Mountains and breathe the air that fed my soul. I'll bury deep in the leaves of history, and there I'll find my streets of gold.
Streets of Gold, George Hamilton IV. Vi ska bege oss tillbaka till intervjun med George Hamilton IV som vi gjorde på Countrygalan i påskas.
And you've been singing for a long time now?
Yes, I've been singing and making records now for 25 years, since 1956. And I've been to Sweden many times. I like it here very much. I was in Stockholm the first time in 1969. With an RCA Records country music caravan with some of the top Nashville stars, Bobby Bear and Skeeter Davis and Connie Smith, Nat Stuckey. And then one time I was at the Sheraton Hotel in Stockholm with the Samuelsons, good friends of mine, gospel singers from here in Sweden. So I've been here many times and always enjoy coming.
I've been in the country business for such a long time. What do you think of country music? What the change in country music? Do you think it's a kind of evolution?
Yes, a lot of people used to think that country music was all sort of hicks and hillbillies and cowboys and all that sort of thing. But I believe there's so many new young artists coming along, like Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings and Dolly Parton, and a lot of people that are changing the image of the music, you know. Younger people, I think, are liking it more and more because they don't think it's all just sort of hillbilly music, you know. They think that maybe there's something of value there, and I think there is. I think country music has quality and character. And as I said earlier, it's the music of the people.
What about you? Are you aiming at the pop market?
Not really. I'm a realist, you know. I've been around a long time, and I think of myself as a country singer, and that's all I really want to be. I'd like to be a better one. I'd like to learn to do better, and I think all of us hope for hits. We hope sometime maybe have, you know, another hit record. But meanwhile, I'm mainly just concentrating on trying to find good songs to sing and sing songs that I understand and like.
Mera George Hamilton IV.
Blue Jeans, Ice Cream and Saturday Shows.
Lord, sometimes I let my mind just wander back to younger days and better times, when I was free to run and that Carolina sun was shining, and grown-up things were yet to worry my mind. In days of blue jeans and ice cream and Saturday shows, grass stains and bicycle chains and playing in cowboy clothes. Don't you know that life was slow and easy? A playground of toys and nursery rhymes, when a bamboo pole and a fishing hole was all I needed, and my pockets jangled with nickels and dimes. In days of blue jeans and ice cream and Saturday shows, grass stains and bicycle chains and playing in cowboy clothes. I used to run with the sun till the day was done, living on dreams and mama's apple pie, and daddy's guiding hands teaching me to be a man, just a boy with tomorrow in his eyes.
No matter George Hampton the Fourth. Blue Jeans, Ice Cream and Saturday Show. Så vi ska åter till intervjun med George Hamilton.
Just a visit in Stockholm, is that just a brief visit? Are you going back to the States now?
No, I'll be doing most of the international country music festivals. There's another one in Zurich, Switzerland next week, and in Frankfurt, Germany. And I'll be also appearing at the Wembley Festival in London this coming Sunday night. So it's sort of a tour of country music festivals right now.
Europe in 6 days.
Yes, right. Yeah.
We have just had a film here in Stockholm called Glorietta, Coleman's Daughter.
Uh-huh.
And in that film we saw some parts from a country artist's life touring, and it seems like quite a burden for people in that business. They get after a while really tired of touring. What about you? Are you tired of touring?
Well, regarding that film, I think it's one of the best motion pictures I've ever seen. It's very honest and it's very factual, and I think it's the best movie about country music people that I've ever seen, and I liked it very much. I must admit, I don't get very tired of traveling because I love it, you know. I'm sort of a gypsy. I really love country music and I enjoy being on the road, so it doesn't make me tired, really. Sometimes I feel a little bit guilty because it's so much fun. It seems strange to for my work to be my hobby. But I enjoy it still.
Well, that's nice. It's been nice having you here.
Thank you. It's good to talk with you, and I certainly want to say hello to all your listeners and wish them well, and I hope to come back sometime.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
George Hampton the Fourth, alltså. Och här har vi honom nu i Crystal Chandeliers.
Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears when the new wears off? Crystal chandeliers. I never did fit in too well with folks you knew, and it's plain to see that the likes of me don't fit with you. So you traded me for the gaiety of the well-to-do, and you turned away from the love I offered you. Now those crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has you laughing loud help you dry a tear when the new wears off of crystal chandelier.
Du lyssnar på FMAK, Föreningen för modern alternativ kultur. Och i FMAK kan du höra allt möjligt. En massa musik, intervjuer med artister, reportage, tävlingar och dessutom FMAK Top 10. Och vill du bli medlem i FMAK, Föreningen för modern alternativ kultur, så kan du bli det genom att bara sätta in 20 kronor på vårt postgiro som är 327-27-0. Alltså 327-27-0. Avgiften är bara 20 kronor per år. Och vill du skriva till FMAK så är adressen FMAK box 6014, postnumret är 16206 Vällingby. Varför inte skriva och tala om vilka countrylåtar du vill höra här på 91 MHz Järva. Nu ska vi höra Barbara Mandrell. Och hon säger I was country when country wasn't cool. Barbara Mandrell på FMAK 91 MHz Järva.
I remember wearing straight leg Levi's, flannel shirts even when they weren't in style. I remember singing with Roy Rogers at the movies when the West was really wild. I was listening to the Opry when all of my friends were digging rock and roll and rhythm and blues. I was country when country was uncool. I remember circling the drive-in, pulling up and turning down George Jones. I remember when no one was looking, I was putting peanuts in my coat. I took a lot of kidding, 'cause I never did fit here. Trying to be what I was then. I was country when country was uncool. Ooh, I was country when country was uncool. I was country from my hat down to my
Mandrell på FMAK 91 MHz Järva.
They call us country bumpkins for sticking to our roots. I'm just glad we're in a country where we're all free to choose. I was country when country wasn't cool.
Hey, I was country.
Barbara Mandrell.
Yeah, I was country.
I was country.
Country wasn't cool.
When country wasn't cool. Och vill du bli riktigt cool så ska du gå med i Föreningen för modern alternativ kultur. Metoden är enkel. Du sätter bara in 20 kronor på postgiro 327-27-0. Annars släpper vi Gene Watson på dig. I'm gonna kill you.
Why did you ever tell me that you loved me when you knew that it was just a lie? Well, I think that you deserve to, and I think I've got the nerve to.
make this the last day of your life. I'm gonna kill you. I think I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna close your cheating bedroom light. Well, you told me you were just going to the store. It seems like a month of Sunday since you've been gone. And I've been sitting here walking the floor. You better be prepared when you walk through that door. I'm gonna kill you. I think I'm gonna kill you. Well, I'm gonna close your cheating bedroom light. Gonna kill you and bury you in a box about half your size.
Det är inte så farligt som det låter, men visst tror jag det är väl skönare att vara medlem i FMAK också och inte bara tjuvlyssna på våra närradioprogram. Moo Bandy och Joe Stampley nu.
Don't you know it's getting pretty heavy to drag? You think it's funny, but it ain't no gag. How come you always leave me holding the bag?
Holding the bag.
Remember out in Austin, that time that we got tight? You told that old boy that I wanted to fight. Now, Mo, you know I really thought that you could win. And I didn't see no sense in me of stepping in. You almost got me killed when you started to brag. And that's when you ran off and left me holding the bag. You always leave me holding the bag. Don't you know it's getting pretty heavy to drag? You think it's funny, but it ain't no gag. How come you always leave me holding the bag? Remember back in Nashville when we picked up them two? That old ugly one for me and the pretty one for you. Well, Joe, I bought the gas and it was my car. And I got stuff for all the beer at the bar. Yeah, you were up front of playing lover's tag, while I was in the backseat just a holding the bag. You always leave me holding the bag. Don't you know it's getting pretty heavy to drag? You think it's funny, but it ain't no gag. How come you always leave me holding the bag? Remember when I needed your alibi? My wife called you up and you didn't lie. Now that's not as bad as when you had me to drive. I ended up with that DWI. Now after all we've done, it's a wonder we're friends. But old pal, you know we'll do it again. You always leave me holding the bag. Don't you know it's getting pretty heavy to drag? You think it's funny, but it ain't no gag. How come you always leave me holding the bag?
Moo Bandy och Joe Stampley.
You always leave me holding the bag.
På FM-akon, 10 MHz Järva. Här är George Jones nu och Johnny Paycheck och de leder sig till Kansas City.
We're going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here we come. We're going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here we come. They got some crazy little women down and we gonna get us one. We're gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Vine. We're gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street. street and vine. With our Kansas City women and a bottle of Kansas City wine.
Hey, George, here's Rodriguez. He's going with. How you going, John?
Well, I might take a plane, I might take a train, but if we have to walk, we're gonna get there just the same. We're going to Kansas City,
Kansas City.
Here we go. They got some crazy little women there. We're gonna get us some. I'm gonna pack my clothes, leave at the crack of dawn.
What do you mean, clothes, boy? You ain't got no clothes.
I know. I'm gonna pack my clothes, George, and leave at the crack of dawn.
You ain't got one old pair of blues.
You wanna take your car? Our old ladies will be sleeping, and they won't even know we're gone.
We're going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here we come. We're going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here we come.
George Jones och Johnny Paycheck. De är i bilset i Kansas City och du kan bege dig till posten och sätta in 20 kronor på vårt postgiro som är 327-27-0. Då blir du medlem i FMAK och får ta del av alla våra förmåner. Du får rabatter i en massa affärer och dessutom får du vår medlemstidning som heter Är.
I know I'm gonna die. Yeah, gotta find a brand new baby, and that's the reason why.
We're going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here we come. We got some crazy little women, and we gonna get us home.
We're going to
Kansas City, Kansas City,
here we come.
Oh, tell 'em, Joe.
We're going to
Kansas City, Kansas City,
here we go.
Just coming in the city limit.
They got some crazy little women and we gonna get us one.
Du lyssnar på FMAK, Föreningen för modern alternativ kultur, och vi sänder här på Järva på söndagar mellan 18 och 20, och vi sänder dessutom på lördagar på 91 MHz mellan 8.30 och 9.45. Nu ska vi träffa Mac Davis som har Texas in my rear view mirror.
I was just 15 and out of control, lost to James Dean and rock and roll. I knew down deep in my country soul that I had to get away. Hollywood was a lady in red who danced in my dreams as I tossed in bed. I knew I'd wind up in jail a day if I had to stay. I thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas, and my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just did not want to hear. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. So I lit out one night in June, stoned on the glow of the Texas moon, humming an old Buddy Holly tune called Peggy Sue. With my favorite jeans and a cheap guitar, I ran off chasing the distant star. If Buddy Holly could make it that far, then I figured I could too. And I thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas, and my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just did not want to hear her. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. But the Hollywood moon didn't smile the same old smile that I'd grown up with. The lady in red just wanted my last dime. And I cried myself to sleep at night, too dumb to run, too scared to fight, and too proud to admit at the time. So I got me some gigs on Saturday nights, not much more than orchestrated fights. I'd come home drunk and I'd try to write, but the words came out wrong. Hell-bent and bound for a wasted youth, too much gin and not enough vermouth, and no one to teach me how to seek the truth before I put it in a song. I still thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas, and my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just could not, would not hear her. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. Well, I thank God each and every day for giving me the music and the words to say. I'd have never made it any other way. He was my only friend.
Du lyssnar på Föreningen för modern alternativ kultur över den här radion i Järva. Klockan är nu 6:30 och vi ska avsluta den här country halvtimmen med ingen mindre än Paul Simon från det kända paret Simon and Garfunkel. Han hade en hit för något år sedan. Ganska festlig låt här tycker jag. One Trick Pony heter den. Därmed tackar jag Hans Engström för mig och
he's a one-trick pony.
Step down, Paul Simon.
One trick is all that horse can do. He does one trick only. It's the principal source of his revenue.
Sen blir det dags för FMAK Top 10.
And when he steps into the spotlight, you can feel the heat of his heart come rising through. See how he dances, see how he looks from side to side.